Hi, welcome to the Narva Volunteers podcast. Today I will speak with Mari from Georgia. She also works in a high school in Narva, and today I want to ask her about the how, what, and why of her volunteering experience.
Tere!
Zdravo!
Hallo!
Nalđova!
Bonjour!
Hello, Mari.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
Okay, so today we want to talk about how you got to be a volunteer and why you came to Narva, maybe what you think of Estonia so far, and what did you do before the volunteering? And my first question, I already asked this to the others also, what kind of person were you in high school? Were you a teacher's pet or more like a rebel student?
Maybe more rebel student than pets. Honestly, I was not shy. Generally, I always was kind of very open student and I very friendly, and I had so many friends in high school, and I can say just that it's my high school and my school period, it's my kind of most valuable experience in my life, because I had very good school friends and everything, and I really can say that it was one of the most experienced kind of good experience in my life.
Awesome, that sounds really good. What did you do next to school besides studying? Were you good in school?
Yes, I was good at school, but honestly I loved school because of my classmates and not because of school, because of studying, as generally students love it. And yes, I was very active. I went to dance and music class, and I learned also theater. I remember my mother was very active generally, that's why I was very active student. And yeah, I had kind of outside school activities always.
Okay, and so you were in dance and in theater?
Yes, yes. And also singing and piano lessons, but honestly, I don't know how to play piano. I was just going.
That sounds really good. And did you have your friends in your school or more on the outside?
I had a friend and my best friend. It was from my school and they were my classmates. But also I had a lot of friends from outside, also from my neighborhood. And yeah, because when you're going to dance and music, also you have other friends here. And that's why also my brother's friends and everything like this, yeah. So active in social life as well.
Mm-hmm. That you sound like you were a very busy student.
busy child, more.
My next question is, do these outside activities from school, how did they help you in your choice, what you want to do later? And how did you, from knowing what you did in school, how did you make your choice, what you want to do?
Honestly, from my childhood, when I was just 6 or 5, I was always teacher for my dolls. I have dolls and kind of pets, and I always said, okay, sit here, now I'm going to teach you something. And I, in my mind, it was always teaching. And when I grow up, yeah, just to be honest, I did not have any favorite lesson, any favorite subject, or even outside activity. I can't say that it was something that made me in this profession. More it was that, for example, outside activities and this my active life just helped me to be more outgoing, to be more people person, and kind of more be more flexible and adaptable person. But about my profession, from my childhood, I wanted to be a teacher or a doctor.
That's so awesome. That's so awesome that you already knew. So you said you wanted to be a teacher or a doctor. How did you make your choice?
Because I was not very good at chemistry and biology. Because of this, I decided, okay, let's be a teacher. It's yours, okay. And let's do this. I was very fear to myself and just say, okay, what you can do, what's your skill, And then I decided, okay, let's do this. Because if you are not good at this subject, you can't be a very good doctor or very good lawyer, for example.
And what did you know what you want to teach or what you want to go to university for?
When I entered, honestly, I was really young when I entered the university. I was just 17 years old.
Oh, wow.
And in my university first year, it was I was learning a general subject. And from the second year, I had to choose the profession. And also it helps me that I had the whole year to choose the profession. And then, yeah, I decided, okay, let's choose English. And then minor profession, it was European studies for me. But when I graduated university, I guess that I did not have enough knowledge in English or to be a kind of good teacher or to be good at English. And because, for example, the other students, they already went to abroad, they already had the exchange program, and of course they were much more better. And then I decided that, okay, now let's prepare more and let's choose something more specific, because nowadays English is international language and everyone speaks and everyone knows. And it was not, I could not be only in English, kind of. I needed something more. And then I decided to enter university with a master's degree. And just my profession was, now is kind of educational management manager. It's kind of, I have the two professions, but these two professions are very connected to each other. I can't say that, yes, and it helps me also this to be teacher and to be also manager in education and in this field.
And as an education manager, what exactly can you work for?
I can work in educational field, especially in school, be principal of school, be minister as well. And a youth center, and in educational fields it's more wide, but because of my master paper I worked more at school and kind of school program. I can say that I'm good at more school subject and I mean school system than university system.
Mm-hmm, okay. And do all the education managers study to be a teacher also, or is that something unique?
Good question. No, they are not. After the master, I had to do 1 year course in teaching because I could not be teacher. And then after master last year, I did my teacher program, kind of, and to be an English teacher. And then, yes, I did it. Honestly, all my life I'm a student at school, and then for 10 years I'm at university, and it's kind of, I can't even think, if I'm not student, who I can be. It's kind of
okay, yeah, lifelong learning, I guess. Okay, that's awesome. Did you ever have times where you thought like, oh my god, I should have been a doctor, or I should have gone to the circus, or I don't want to be a teacher and I don't want to go to university anymore?
Honestly, not. I love teaching. I love students. And I don't know. I worked so long time when I lived in Georgia, kind of. It was 12 hours work in a day. And when some people ask me that, okay, are not you tired? How can you do it? Because I loved my profession and I love my job, I can't say that it's boring for me. And the main thing I always say, that if you love your profession, you can't say that, oh no, because you only imagine yourself in this profession and not in another profession. And because from my childhood I was associated to teachers, and that's why I think that it's kind of the field that I am, like a fish in the water, and I really feel comfortable.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. You seem super sure of what you're doing, and you seem sure in your choice. That's really great. Were there things that went unexpectedly, that like changes in direction that you didn't see coming, or You were very surprised about your job?
I love my job. I love my job, but there are some challenges. For example, even at school, that I don't like system, and I'm always kind of fighting sometimes, and then I have a bit hard period. Okay, how can you solve the problem? How can you manage this? Because sometimes it's really difficult, and then you see, okay, you're so stressed. What you have to do after that, and so many times it's even now it's in my life, but even though I never thought about that, who if I'm not teacher, who can I be? No one.
That's so awesome. So because you were so happy being a teacher, how did you decide to become a volunteer, or what made you leave your job and leave your country?
Okay, honestly, I did not leave my job, because again, I'm continuing my job here. I just changed place. but I was really interested in Estonia, and also I came here on purpose, because in my master paper, I had compared Estonian and Georgian educational systems as post-Soviet republics. And I want to...
I have a question to that, because you were comparing Estonian and Georgian system. Why Estonia? Or how? Because that was the first time you chose Estonia as an interesting country.
Estonia is a now developed country and really good educational system. And also Estonia has kind of really great educational system. They are on top 10, as I know. And also that Georgia and Estonia was post-Soviet republic. And at the moment, Georgia is not developed country. It's still developing. And Estonia is already developed. And it's great to see what they did, how they reach their goals, and to compare and to see how can you improve your system, your educational system. And that's why I had compared Estonian educational system to my countries. And then, because as I said, I want to be all my time students, and I'm going to continue study on doctoral, on PhD, and I'm again continue Estonian educational system to research more, and that's why it was purpose to come here and to see what's happening, what's going on in real life. Because sometimes on papers everything is great, but when you go through the country, then you see that no, it's not okay. And I really wanted to see what's happening here, and I chose Estonia, and luckily I came here and I was accepted.
Awesome. So what is happening in the Estonian education system? What did you discover that you didn't know before? Because you wrote a whole master's paper on the subject, and now that you see it in reality, is it different than you imagined, or is it like you're going to school and you're like, oh, I already know everything about your system?
No, honestly, we have the example from Estonian law and in Georgia as well, but in law and in every paper, sometimes it's everything perfect. But when I came here, I was really surprised, because honestly, they have so many things really great level. And even, for example, I was really shocked that every student had a meal at school and it was free, for example. And also I saw how teachers they are working at school, and how hardworking people they are. And also I really learned so many methods from them. How can you do the really great lesson? How can you use games during the lesson? And how can you make the lesson very entertaining? And get to know more in details about the methodology. But honestly, about system, I did not start yet to research more. I mean, the paperwork, I just observe, and I get pleasure from everyday life and from being with volunteers and from just meeting people. And I just observe in real life, but I hope kind of end of the year or in summer, I will be able to do more researches.
Okay. That sounds like you have some work to do. So what's one method or one thing you learned that you want to use for the future? And either a method that you picked up from the teachers here or something that you want to keep and value in the future?
For example, the games. Honestly, I did not use such much in the lesson, such amount of games during the lesson, and it's really amazing. I learned really great games from them, and also kind of warming activities, kind of energizer. I never used before. And I knew that it was some via paper, but also I never seen it during the lesson or at school. And I think that I really use this methodology, and now I'm trying to use during my English club or during my lessons at school.
Awesome. Okay, so you picked up more of the fun methods and the more engaging for students.
Yes, because it's very important. Other things I knew already, but because nowadays I think that students need more entertaining learning, more gaming learning, I think it's really valuable and it's really great.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's really awesome. So now we've talked a lot about your teacher experience in Estonia. What about your, apart from your job, your volunteering experience? How has it been for you? What have you enjoyed the most about being here, except your job?
Honestly, I'm enjoying being with volunteers, and not only with my job, because I have to do also. And it's the job, I mean, and it's really great for my future career, but really enjoying and really pleasure that I'm getting now. So it's kind of being with you, with other volunteers, and being at Vita team all my time, all my free time. And also, I just wanted to say that before coming here, I was, oh yes, I'm very adaptable, I'm very flexible, I'm this. But when I came here, then I see that no, Marie, it was just words. And now you really have to be adaptable, you really have to be flexible. I really learned so many things from the volunteering period, how to respect other cultures. I really get to know other cultures more to close and see what's really happening. How can I get along with new people? Yeah, it's really good. It's really great experience in my life, and also the future friends. I really make so many friends, and also I would say that the volunteering, it's kind of new family in other country, because you don't have anyone and you create people that you are the same level and you need each other. You have to be together and you have to survive somehow. And
yeah, you have to survive the winter.
Minus 27. It was my most challenging.
We survived the winter, so we can do anything. My last question is, what would you tell people that feel stressed about coming out of school and choosing their career path? Because you come from a position where you were always very sure what to do. So what would you tell people that have no clue what they should do?
Yes, I would always advise, and I always say to my students, and now I would say to everyone, that I'm happy in my profession because I love it. And the main thing is that you have to love it. If you don't feel comfortable, if you think that it's not for you, you have to choose whatever you want. Never listen to other people what they start advising. Oh, you have to be a lawyer. Never see that, okay, it's popular profession. It's a lawyer, businessman. Like, no. If you really like, for example, dancing, do your job. You will never be tired. But if you just want it for only money, if you just want it for because your mothers or your relatives and neighbors want it, you will never be happy. And just listen to your heart. And the main goal of human being, I believe this, is to be happy and to make environment happy. And if you want to be happy, you have to do whatever you want and do everything to be happy. I would just say this.
That's awesome. That's really good advice. So don't be forced to do things. And I love the conclusion. Thank you so much. So thank you for the interview. And I think you gave amazing advice and amazing perspective, how much you can love your job and how you can learn even when you already have your job. You can even still learn and learn and learn and be in university forever, or go to other countries and see what the people are doing there in the same profession.
I would say thank you Ella for interviewing. Thank you the people who are commenting all the time. Thank you for watching. My mother is here, and hello my mom. Always commenting something. Okay. Goodbye.
Bis zum nächsten Mal. Tschüss.
Ευχαριστώ που μας ακούσατε.
Επίσης. Να φανείς.
Δες λοιπόν,